Good morning, everybody. Why don't we start with prayer? Jesus, we're just thankful for this beautiful morning, Lord, and just the clear skies and wonderful weather, Lord. And we're so grateful that we can come to meet with you, Lord. And you know, we know that you're with us and you want to teach us and guide us this morning, Lord. And we're just so hungry for a word, Lord, that would really come and touch us and motivate us and just encourage us this morning, that would fill us with hope and a purpose, and to really see, you know, the world and this day through your eyes, Lord. And really give us ears to hear and a heart to receive, Lord, whatever you have for us today. We thank you, Lord, and pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn with me to John chapter 15, we're going to read from verse 12 and go to 17. And in John chapter 15, from verse 1 to 11, Jesus talks about and teaches on how to have relationship with him. So in starting from verse 12, which is the passage today, Jesus talks about how to have relationship with each other. So John 15, starting at verse 12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, but the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." Amen. So if we start at verse 12, Jesus says, "This is my command, that you love one another, just as I have loved you." So this is, you could say, the second commandment. His first command was to love God himself with all your heart, mind, and soul. And now he says the second thing to do is to love one another. I mean, this goes along with basically God's purpose for us is relationship, right? Relationship with him, and the other relationship would be to each other. And I mean, right away, Jesus sets an incredibly high standard of how to love one another. And the model that we use is the way he has loved us. And if you take a step back and think of the ways in which he has loved us, it would be forgiveness, forgiving us unlimited number of times, even when he knows, or even when he knows we're going to probably fall short again, yet he will still forgive us. And what does that mean? It's not just forgiveness, but actually continuing that relationship, right? I think in our rejection and our weakness, oftentimes the way we deal with forgiveness when we're talking about relationship is, I forgive you, but I'm going to protect myself from this relationship and not continue this relationship anymore. I forgive you, but I'm not going to allow myself to be hurt anymore. So forgiveness is one aspect. The other would be even something as generosity, right? Think about how generous has Jesus been to us. Everything, I mean, hopefully you've come to the conclusion that everything that you have comes from God. And he so freely gives that. So we're also challenged to also freely give, not just give back to God, but also give to one another, right? And then in verse 13, he says, Greater love has no more, no one, wait, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And he's talking about what he did, right? Because essentially, later, he will lay down his life for his friends, right? So that we may also enter into his kingdom. And is that, even for us, is that the greatest act that we can do to express our love, to give up our life? I think it's up there. Maybe it is. Well, I mean, I just think even of recently, like, usually when people give up their life for another, it's usually parents giving up their lives for their kids, right? Like, I remember in, this is Hong Kong too. Hong Kong, there's a family in the Philippines, and they were traveling, and then I think there's a terrorist attack, and as they're about to gun down people, the father swooped in to cover his wife and his daughters and gave up his life. And everyone was so touched by this, right? But I submit to you, I mean, I don't want to go against this, but in, almost as I think about it, there is a greater love than this, than just giving up your life for your friends. It's what the Father did, right? Father God. He actually gave up his child. Like, I feel like, oh yeah, I could give up my life for my friends. But if you're asking me, would I give up my own child? The answer is no way. Well, I don't want to say no way. But in my flesh, it's no way. In my weakness, there's no way under any circumstance I would give up my child, right? And maybe the reason God doesn't ask this of us is because as he did that, he had the eternal perspective of redemption. It must have been incredibly hard, incredibly difficult. But even as I was thinking, like, is there any situation where it would make sense to sacrifice my own child? I really couldn't come up with anything, right? Because I think if you were willing to do that, you're kind of, there's something wrong, right? But to give up your own life, to go to that level, that is also what God is asking for us. And in essence, when we're saying, I'm willing to give up my life, you're saying, you're basically saying, I value you and what you want even more than what I want. And that kind of goes along with what Jesus says next in verse 14. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. That almost seems kind of in this day and age where everyone is so accepting of one another, it almost seems like a very funny statement, right? Where it says, if you are my friends, you do what I command you. Because it seems like now when we're talking about love and friendship, it's all accepting, right? Like, do whatever you want. Don't judge me. Don't tell me what to do. Just love me. Just love me and accept me and treat me like a human being. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying, if we're really friends, and basically, if you love me, you do what I command you. And I think somehow what we think is love has kind of been kind of twisted a little. Because if you think about it, that's true in a friendship. When you first become friends and it's very shallow, then you're like, you know, you do what people do, whatever they want, it's all good. People are late, it's okay. People say something that's offensive or what you consider is wrong, you don't say anything. But as you grow in relationship, there is expectation. And I mean, if we're talking about the closest people in your life, right? Your parents, your wife, your husband. You can't just do whatever you want. You need to, in essence, in some ways, you do what they command. But it's not coming from a place of I mean, this is the most important thing. To do what each other commands, and basically, it's coming a place of serving, right? The reason you're doing what Jesus commands is because you love him, right? The reason I do what basically almost everything my wife says is because I want to please her, right? And I know she also has the best interest for me. Thus, I do what she commands. And I think if we think that, oh, real love, just this day and age, we think, oh, like real friendship is we just accept each other for who we are and we do whatever. I mean, there's an element of that, but biblically is you would give your life to each other, right? It's not about you. It's about the other person. Verse 15, Jesus says, no longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. So it's interesting, just the prior verse, Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. And then he compares us to slaves, or another translation maybe I prefer, because slaves is really like kind of a harsh word, but it's servants. So many translations say servants. And you could say, you know, yeah, we are servants, right? We say, God, I give my life to you. My life belongs, or even slave, my life belongs to you. You know, do whatever you want. You take the reins because I trust you, right? So that's, if we're talking about just the role that we've given to Jesus, yeah, we are servants. And a servant is kind of also like what he says in verse 14 where he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. You could say the same. You are my servants if you do what I command you, right? It's kind of similar. So why is this significant, and what is the difference between a servant and a friend? Because in both instances, you do what the person says. So the difference, and the key is where he says, for all things that I've heard from my Father, I've made to you. The difference is in understanding and not understanding. So a servant, you do things, and the master does not need to explain why. You just need to obey. Whereas a friend, you understand. You understand the heart. You understand the reason behind it, right? And I think in our case, we understand the love that God has for us and the purposes he has for us. Because, and it says, everything that he hears from the Father, I've made known to you. And then verse 16, it says, you did not choose me, but I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. And I think Jesus wants to just push the focus, because he's saying in some ways, as we love another, it's not about you, it's about dying to yourself, right? So what are you supposed to be focused on? It's me. I am the focus, right? Like basically humble yourselves. You didn't do this. Don't brag that you're bearing fruit or you're doing this amazing thing for God. I was the one who chose you. I was the one who picked you. I was the one who gave you a purpose. So I think this is just to keep us and the disciples humble, right? Don't brag and think you're better than other people. It's all me. And then he finishes up with, this I command you, that you love one another. So I'd like to invite Nate up. He's got a really good song for us. And I think what we can just kind of go to God with right now I think even before we ask that question, are we building or are we having relationship with each other as in the same way, or are we loving others as God, in the same way that God loves us? Is do we even have that relationship in place? What I mean is, Hong Kong's so busy, right? Or wherever you're from, you're so busy. And oftentimes, we don't even have an opportunity to do these things. And maybe it's because you're so busy, or maybe it's you just, for whatever reason, you're just no longer vulnerable, right? You haven't even positioned yourself to be in a situation, in a relationship, where you can, you know, exercise forgiveness, where you can exercise generosity, where you can really think of someone else and put the other person before yourself. And even just this time, I just felt like God saying, just encouraging you to put yourself out there, because it's something that God put in you to desire and want. And it sounds very like vulnerable, but yeah, He wants you to have a best friend. He wants someone for you that you can say, hey, this is my best friend. And I'm not talking about romantically. I mean, that's included. But even just as friends, like a brother to a brother, a sister to a sister. And if you can just humble yourself and say, yeah, that is something that's lacking in my life, or that is something that I really desire to have a brother that I can just, or sister, or group that I can just be completely honest with, who would keep me accountable, who would speak truth into my life, where I can speak truth into their life, and we can just basically in some ways, you know, where you can just, yeah, really listen to one another, and also not just listen but also receive. And if you really desire that, just go before God and say, Lord, I really desire intimacy and this type of relationship that You've called me to have in my life. Would You bring those people into my life? And when those people come, I need to be vulnerable. I need to be proactive as well, right? It's oftentimes these relationships don't start with, you know, chemistry. So yeah, just go before the Lord and just confess your heart.
Creation, Titan adoration, treasures open by His love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within His promise, calling and our destiny. And I will sing of all You've done. I'll remember how far You carried me from till the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. A father's heart is for me. A father's heart that's for me. Never-ending story, a love that's always chasing me. His kindness overwhelming and hope for me unending. He's never given up on me. And I will sing of all you've done. Now remember how far you carried me from beginning till the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. You weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. And all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. I will worship. All you've done, I'll remember how far you've carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end.
This is a C.S. Lewis quote on love and being vulnerable. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable. Yes, Lord, we just pray that we ask for your help, Lord, to be vulnerable. We recognize that you have set us free, Lord, and you being in our life and just always faithful to us to the very end in all areas of our life, whether it be relationship, work, you know, wherever we are placed and circumstances, you have always been faithful, Lord. And because of that, we can also be really step out in faith and in risk and be vulnerable to one another, Lord. And we ask your help, Lord, to change us, to bring healing and restoration, Lord, into our lives where it's become difficult to be vulnerable and open ourselves up, Lord. So I pray and bless everyone with courage, with boldness, Lord, to not be so self-centered and selfish in some ways, to think of, you know, our fears or our needs, but we really just pursue others as you have pursued us, to love as you have loved us as well. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If we could just turn to the screens and let's cover our community. Let's pray for those on the list who are going through cancer and also chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God to bring full healing and restoration and comfort to the people and as well as their families. Let's also cover those on the list who are suffering from illness, loved ones, but as well as are in need of salvation. Let's pray God to appear, to speak to them through the loved ones, but also dreams, visions, however. Let's also cover our friends who are just suffering from infirmities, just a sickness in general. Let's cover and pray for God's healing in all these different sicknesses. Let's also lift up those who are looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's provision for them to really be to really seek after God, and to also just continue to seek out opportunities that God would lead them, and give them faith and wisdom even during the interviews. Go to our Friday prayers. Let's start with the mission focus. Let's cover Japan with P. Sophia. And this morning we have a mission trip. Our a team that is being sent to Kyoto to partner with P. Sophia. Let's pray for the team and also just their time there. Let's cover SP Seoul and Insung and Janice. Let's cover Cambodia. And that would include Oasis House, Pastor Jenny Oh, and as well as Grace, who is on a break here, but will be resuming things soon. Cover our missions council. This would include P. Ricky, Janella, John, Jungmin, Tim, and Deborah. Let's pray for the unity of this team, that they would also have a real heart for missions, as well as our missionaries that we sponsor, being Grace and P. Sophia, and that, you know, God would guide them every step. Let's cover our local outreaches, Igape, Homie Outreach, SP Lights, Freedom Bridge, recreation. I think that's all of them. Let's pray for the teams, for God to fill them up, to use them powerfully, for just testimony, for obedience for the team. Let's pray for our Friday evening gatherings tonight. So there's SPU, led by Pastor Andrew, and as well as the IP team, our intercessory prayer team. Let's pray that God would show up, that people would be able to experience God and be filled, and also be able to hear the voice of God through whether it be P. Andrew or even direct. Let's cover them. Finally, let's cover our mission trips. There's Shanti VBS. That's a mission trip that's in Hong Kong, so that's local. We also, as I mentioned, the Kyoto team that is leaving this morning, but also the Shanghai team, which will be leaving tomorrow. So they'll pray tomorrow for the team, but we can also cover it. Jesus, we are just so grateful for the relationship that we have with you, that you you no longer call us servants, but you call us as your friends, and that you would share your heart with us, and whatever the Father is feeling as well, you share with us, Lord. And that we can just be like you, Lord. In the way we treat others, that we would lay down our life, that we would be generous, we would be forgiving, that we would just love being in relationship with people, Lord, as that's what you loved as well, Lord. Even when you're so tired, you would still always make time for people, Lord. We thank you that we have you to love, as well as that you would be our model, God. We thank you. So, Lord, I just want to bless everyone here today, Lord. Bless them with wonderful rest of the day, whether it be in their studies, their work, or even in their free time, Lord. Bless them that they would be so connected with you, Lord, that they would be so connected with Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit would lead them throughout the day. Whether it be mind, body, and soul, Holy Spirit, you would be the one to lead and give us your ears to hear. Give us your eyes to see the world and also see people, Lord. And give us your love and your words that we would speak with power as well as encouragement this day. We thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, everybody. Have a great day, and please continue to do your quiet time and worship.